Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types. We're going to discuss ways in which you can colour or review your closet. And this is a really interesting topic, and it speaks to the preciousness of your wardrobe space, the contents and the space itself, and how you want your wardrobe to be sort of optimal for you. And that generally means some degree of movement, dynamic movement of clothing in and out. And the out bit can sometimes be challenging for some of us. And the traditional advice has often been around time and condition. How long have you had it, and how long have you not been wearing it? And is it in good nick? Is it in good condition, or is the condition poor? And they would be the two main criteria on which you would decide to let something go. And what we'd like to propose is that there are many other criteria that you can use that are as, if not more, helpful to you.
Yes, because sometimes something could be in perfect condition. Mm. You might have had it for a long time, or you might have had it for not much time at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it should still be in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
And just always remembering that when we own something, we place a higher value on it than when we don't own something. So letting things go is a psychologically more difficult thing to do than keeping things. And this is why it's good to have a lot of different strategies.
Yeah.
And you'll find, and we're linking to Jill's 36 ways to colour your closet in the show notes here. Mm. But, you know, so you can go through them all. That you might find that there's a few here that they are the ones that resonate for you. So I think finding what are your ways, what are your extra bits. So after we've looked at time and condition, what else should we look at? So there's a lot of different things we can look at.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like to do is like look at is, especially with time, has time passed? You know, have I been wearing it? Or how long since I last worn it?
Yes.
There's time present. Am I still wearing it right now?
Yeah.
But then there's time future. Mm. Can I imagine wearing this again in the future?
Yeah.
Because what can happen, particularly with seasonal clothes, haven't been wearing them for a while.
Yeah.
So right now I'm not wearing them.
Yeah.
Does it mean I should get rid of them? No.
Yeah.
But can I imagine wearing them the next time that season is? It's possibly yes, but sometimes it's no. I actually don't ever think I want to wear that again.
Yeah.
Or just if I've not been wearing something for a while, sometimes I'll rest clothes.
Yes.
Where I kind of go, I'm a bit sick of that at the moment. I love it. In fact, why I'm sick of it is because I love it and I've been wearing it a lot.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll kind of rest something for a while. And then I'll know that I'll want to come back to it. Like I can still imagine wearing it again in the future.
Yeah.
Versus going, it's just not me anymore.
Yes, exactly. And I have gotten rid of a few things and I can bring them to mind right now that I had that I haven't worn it for a while. And certainly one of those things, which was a leopard print skirt. Within a few years, I'd replaced it, almost an identical skirt. And to me, that I'd just pay double for something that I had worn a lot of and I should have just rested it.
Yeah.
So some of the ways that we think might be a little bit unusual, and you can read through all 36 ways at your leisure, but a few that are personally meaningful to me too, in particular, one is what I call emotional weight. And that is, do I feel lighter or heavier owning this or letting this go? And during my year without clothes shopping, this became a really important concept to me because I would struggle with the logic piece. Like, it should make sense. It does make sense. I would struggle with the feeling piece. I love it. I don't want to let it go. And so I would find myself at this stalemate. Obviously, this item is up for review for some reason, but I just can't get past all of those things. And so the emotional weight one became really important. This sort of internal reckoning of, imagine it's gone. Do I feel lighter, or has that actually made me sort of a bit depressed?
Or sad.
Yeah, exactly. Or letting it go just feels like the right decision. So that has been a really useful criteria, and now it is almost my number one criteria because I cycle through that process, the review process. My wardrobe is in a constant state of review, and sometimes I'll go through big spates where, you know, three or four bags will go to the charity store, and other times there'll be less. But pretty much every day I'm reviewing what I'm wearing and what is working and what isn't. And that lighter or heavier one is really important. And the other one is a concept called enoughness. And I learned this from a woman in California when I was going through my year. She wrote a couple of my lessons for me. And since then I've done more study on enoughness. Does it feel just enough to have this? Does it feel too much or not enough? And of course, they are very subjective and personal terms, and how you relate to them is going to be unique to you. But that's also been very useful to me because I tend to over accumulate. That's a tendency that I still live with, and I can buy duplicates. And yes. So this idea of does it feel like too much or not enough, that's also a really useful one for me.
Because we talked about in another video, even things like, what am I wearing these days?
Yeah.
So when we talked about in one of our videos about, like, you know, Jill doesn't really wear trousers as often as she used to. Now she wears more dresses.
Yes.
That if something's wearing out, because we talked about this in our posts about, you know, how do you keep a kind of things coming through? What are your strategies for keeping the wardrobe in the right kind of condition as such? Yeah. It's the, well, am I still wearing that thing?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing to, it's another, you know, I mean, there's so many things to consider. It's like, well, I've got like a pants section, but I'm wearing two pairs.
Yes.
So why am I holding on to 10 pairs if I only wear two these days? Like, is that just, I'm not, you know, those trousers. And am I likely to wear them again soon? Because particularly things like trousers, their shapes do change with fashion trends.
Yeah.
And so they can actually start to look quite dated. So as much as I'm, you know, like going in 5 years' time, will I want to wear these?
Yeah.
And thinking about lifestyle is so super important.
Absolutely.
Because lifestyles change.
Mm.
Lifestyles change all the time. Mm. And especially if you're, say, a woman who's, you know, had babies and come out of the workforce, and, you know, it might be sometimes, you know, the clothes you wore to work are not what you are wearing, and maybe you're going to take a year or two off.
Mm.
And maybe those clothes were already 5 years old. When you go back to work, are those actually going to be the clothes you'll want to wear, or will they actually have kind of become a bit dated and you'll need to upgrade anyway? And is the body that you'll have in a couple of years' time the same body you had as before you had kids?
Yes.
So those things too, is like sometimes we can hold on to these past lifestyle items, or you retire and you've got your old work clothes, we're holding on to this past lifestyle rather than the lifestyle we've got today. I think that's really important to consider.
I can so relate to that. My life when I worked within a global accounting and advisory firm was full of suits. And often I would have four pieces, the skirt, the trousers, the dress and the jacket. And I had a heap of them and I wore them a lot. And then when I started to work for myself, I had a bit of a morphing period where I'd try to wear some of them. And because then I then went into corporate consulting working for myself, I did wear them a lot. But I hung on to some suits for far too long. And I think somebody else still in the corporate world could have gotten a lot of wear because they just hung in the wardrobe. And three of them, I was well into my tropical Queensland life and I brought them with me. Yeah. One was a Jerry Webber and it was just so perfect, the right colour and all the the whole thing. And honestly, I just think, what a waste. What a waste that just hung there. And a part of me just knew I would never wear it again. And yet, I hung on to it.
Yeah. Another thing to think about is personality. Is it me?
Yes.
And is it still me? And this is where personality and style recipes are something you could look at, because particularly if I think, you know, it's good to reassess your style recipe every year or so, depending on your rate of change. But just to go, is it still me?
Mm.
Is it still who I want to be? Is it still the look I'm after? Is it still, does it feel right on me?
Yeah. Is it reflecting my style essence?
Yeah.
Because, you know, your style essence, our view, you know, with style types is that we have innate personality preferences. But we do develop and grow as human beings, and there are aspects of ourselves that we want to express more and less of. This is a normal part of human development. And so even though your style essence, you know, has a degree of, you know, foundational, it's solid and not changing, the expression of who we are, that is dynamic and alive. And so sometimes you want to show more of a particular part of who you are.
And it can be where you are today. So style recipes can change, you know, looks can change, body shapes change. I mean, just don't keep stuff that really doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That is not good for you psychologically.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's lots and lots of different ways. So do have a read of the 36 ways. Mm. We'd love to know, what are the things that actually resonate with you? What are the things that you go, oh, that's the question? Because quite often when we have stuff and we're trying to make a decision, it'll be one thing. That's the one for me that makes the biggest difference about keeping versus letting go.